I'm having trouble with my microphone here. There we go.
We're all having
troubles. We're all having troubles this morning. Mike Raley here on the Weekend Gardener. And Phil Campbell over to my left, ladies first. And then there's the former Secretary of State and Attorney General Rufus Edmonston, who...
Oh, boy.
Who forgot about us.
Well, I got a good excuse. Please don't turn me into the Chitlin Club.
Is that a mark against you in the Chitlin Club if you're late? I mean, you're not late.
If you do something that riles up the people in the Weekend Garden.
No, it's hurtful. It's not something that
well,
made us mad.
I was watering tomatoes. That, as Phil said coming in, at least it was related to the Weekend Gardener.
Yes.
It was certainly related to gardening, but... For the first time in 20 years, you've forgotten about it.
Well, and Linda yelled out the door, "Don't you think you better get going?"
For what?
Oh,
we got
man.
Court?
Man.
What would the judge say to you?
He said, "You in contempt, buddy." Whew. But
oh,
I did bring in a little Rufus to it and gave your fellow...
Big John Champion.
John Champion.
How nice of you.
Yeah. And Phil has me little whole donut holes here, and I guess I can have one for getting here at least before the show started.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Knock
yourself out.
Make yourself at home.
Yeah, I mean, this is your home. You know, I was contacted on Thursday. I was off yesterday. I was at the doctor part of the time, and... From our auditor, Dave Bolick's aide, wanting to know if the auditor could stop by for a few minutes and be on the show. And I didn't see it until I saw one of his emails Thursday and answered it. But I didn't know, he didn't indicate that he wanted to come. He just wanted to know if we were on the road or where we were. So... I didn't see the message until yesterday afternoon, and then I answered it. Yes, please. It would be an honor to have Auditor Bolick on the show. I'm not sure what he has. I don't know if he is going to announce that he's auditing the Weekend Gardener.
Oh, Lord.
Or what, but if he's listening this morning, or if his aide is listening... Auditor Bolick, please call
yes.
us.
Oh, yes. I don't want him to ban me.
I lost sleep last night worrying about whether we were going to be audited by the state of North Carolina. I was wondering. I mean, I've already been called down by the Chitlin Club, and now this.
Well.
I think we're fine.
I don't know.
Dave's a fair man.
I know he is. And yeah. he's a Weekend Gardener listener, so... I think he would have some compassion. I don't really know.
I'll tell you one thing. His daddy would put the fear of God in your heart.
He did in mine.
He was a reporter.
He was a mentor. I mean, I just loved his dad. His dad was one of the best broadcast journalists I've ever encountered, and I've encountered some good ones. And, first time I did the tailgate show in 1984, Maury had done it the year before out of the stadium, and then they decided to bring it inside, and I hosted it. And I ran the controls. I was all of it. I mean, we had reporters out at the stadium, had somebody out at the stadium. I think Rigsby was in there with me, maybe. And he was on me the whole time. Dave was sitting in a chair right behind me.
Oh, my. Well, I used to.
Dave Sr.
Yeah, when I was Attorney General, I hear, well, Dave Bullock's coming. Where's the back door? Well, what a decent guy.
He was
man.
So good. I took my daughter Adrian to the office one day. It was take your daughter to work, and I did that one time. And we came here, and I had to go to the board of education. No, it was a Bob Etheridge news conference about third grade reading scores, I believe, fifth mm-hmm. grade reading scores, something like that. And so I took Adrian over there, and we went. We got on the elevator with Superintendent Etheridge and his aide. And his aide, you could see the wheels turning in there. So when we got up to the top floor, he was going to make his presentation. He called Adrian up to stand there with him because she was the same age as he was presenting. And so Dave Bolick was covering that for Channel 11. And he did afterwards did a little thing with Adrian.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, did a little interview special. With her. Yeah. I know. I mean, it's just all of that. It was a cool day. But I guess hopefully Auditor Bolick will call us this morning and let us know what's up.
I'm sure he will. I hope he's out on some mission.
And maybe he's got a gardening problem, too. You know, that's way on up there in problems that we face each day. So
yeah, it would take away a lot of problems, too. When I was out there watering those tomatoes, I didn't even think about anything. Uh-oh, I didn't mean to say that.
Well, that's okay.
That's okay.
That's
great.
That's good. I mean, it's kind of like your meditation time, isn't it?
Oh, there's no doubt.
Yeah. Yeah.
And picking up after the tools that Palmer left out. Oh, we love Palmer. We like to kid him. But
he left him out there.
Oh, he'll leave a tool out today.
He hadn't blown up the...
No more lawnmower. Boy, now, was that a funny day. We were coming back from...
Thought the whole estate was on fire.
All of Myrtle Munner was on fire. And before she even saw it, she said, "That's Palmer."
Apparently, that's a modus operandi.
She said, "He's put too much oil in the mower." And lo and behold, he's down there in the road, his hands up in the air like, "I give up."
Draining the oil.
I did not know that a lawnmower could make that much smoke.
Yeah, you put too much oil in it, it will. Goodness gracious.
Yes, sirree.
Now, Palmer, if you hear this or somebody hears it.
Yeah, we're just laughing with you because I know you're laughing about it.
We got a new mower, and I want you to bear in mind it only takes a certain amount of oil.
That's right.
Well, that's very true, and he probably shouldn't have to add any.
Right. That's what the dipstick's for, to find out how much oil you need to put in.
It's an apt term here for a lot of things in this world.
Yeah.
So, Carrie.
The dipstick of life. That'll be a new book. The dipstick of
life. Maybe that's your next venture.
It's not about
you can write that.
Yeah.
Write that. Carrie Lazy Days is today.
Right.
So it would probably be a good idea not to go into downtown Cary between 5 and 9, or 9 and 5, 9 and 5 today, or even before. So, yeah, that's always fun. Ann Clamp and I did several of those. And one year we were standing out there on Academy Street, and we had a booth, and we were standing up. And people kept coming up to us, some because of the Weekend Gardener, others because they wanted directions. So what do we look like here? You want directions? And that's happened a lot over the years.
DOT
we look like, and it still happens. You know, a couple of remotes ago, this guy was asking us about, I think of the farmer's market last week. Somebody stopped by and asked directions. I have no idea. I'm a dumb broadcaster.
Well, the squash is down there.
Yeah. Whatever. over here, and then you take this turn, and then you go over there. You remember where the old school used to be?
Oh, well, call Billy.
Billy will know. We may talk to Billy this morning because we had Miss Monica last week. That was so much fun. I'm sorry you were not invited to that. It was Nelsa who got that gig. We had a good time. We were out among the plants and people last week. We had our own section. We were
beside
section
John.
65, right beside John. And he gave us a bunch of plants to give away.
Hydrangeas?
No, not hydrangeas. Not mandevillas, but...
I'm remembering hydrangeas.
No, the...
hibiscus?
Hibiscus. That's what he gave us.
Yeah.
Hearty hibiscus.
You are right. I am wrong, as you always are.
And you were looking at me like,
Well, one time this fellow was up before Judge B.T. Falls at court, headed before the court on drunken driving, and the judge said, "What'd you just say?" And the OBT, the drunkard said, "Well, Judge, Your Honor, you are right, and I am wrong, as you always are." he got his phrases mixed up, so everybody had to laugh in the courthouse.
He was trying to sleep it off.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'll tell you, I don't know about your yard. You got Palmer out there, but my yard is not overgrown, but I got so many plants, and I don't know where to start.
Well, let me just talk to you about a few things.
Please read us the Riot Act,
yeah,
or whatever you're going to do.
Let's talk about a few things here. I was just going to say, I thought you might be going to say this. It is dry. As much rain.
Don't say that.
As much rain as we've had.
See, there
my
she's
yard
already
is
well,
dry.
We needed to dry out.
Yeah, she's giving me a pass for this
morning.
We
did, and thank goodness with the drought, with the dryness, it's cooler, so that helps a little bit, gives the plants a little bit of respite. But we've got lots of fall vegetables that we've grown, and we decided this year to grow them in 36s to make them more affordable. In the past, we've put them in the little 4-inch or 4.5-inch round pots, but they're in 36s. They're ready. We've got collards, cabbage.
Kale.
Kale. We've got lots of kale.
Is this the bitter type of kale or the non-bitter type?
It's the non-bitter. It's a non-bitter type. We've got, last year, a lot of people asked for the kale in the smaller packs, and so we've got lots of that. Lots of different kinds, and it is really good. It's sweet. We've got a perennial sale going on right now through the end of August. And then we've got lots of butterfly weed and milkweed. The monarchs, you know, it's their time now to lay eggs and move on. So we've got to get those out. We've got lots of perennial grasses that are really about to show color. The pink and white muley grass, which is just awesome.
Wonderful.
I love it. A lot of people are using that in the commercial landscapes now, and it just in the fall it's just beautiful. We haven't gotten our pansies or anything like that in to get started yet because the heat has been pretty bad. So I put those off a week this year. So we'll be planting those in about a week. But here's some of the shrubs that we've got. And you need to be thinking about what you might want to do to, we're talking about no space to put anything right now.
You got to dig it up, Mark.
Yeah,
it's always space. It's a square.
You might want to change some things around. We've got some of the Perfecto Mundo, the repeat blooming azaleas. They're starting to bloom now. We've got.
You don't call them Encore anymore. That's another.
This is
another one. It's a proven winner.
It's a specific name,
right? Yeah. And then we've got lots of 1 and 2 gallon containers of shrubs, and I mean they're very affordable. We try to keep those so people can get those and stick them in different places. We've got Beautyberry, Sweet Shrub, Inkberry, Holly. We've got the Viburnum Brandywine, produces berries without a pollinator. And ours do have berries, so just assess what you might want to do in your yard now.
All right.
Amen.
All right, well, coming back, we're going to talk about a new type of BLT, bacon, lettuce, tomato.
Yeah.
here on WPTS Weekend Gardener. It's 8:22. All right, we're back at 8:25 with Weekend Gardener, and I mentioned about that's you. you and your headphones. Let's see, where did I put it? There it is. It's Bill Leslie had a little post on Facebook, and he says finally yielded some fruit in his garden, some good tomatoes, and. Oh, what a delicious sandwich it provided. Here is an updated recipe for the perfect BLT. And toasted sourdough bread, Duke's mayonnaise,
that'll work.
Homegrown tomato slices with sprinkles of smoked paprika. Didn't know there was such a thing. Salt and pepper. Strips of fresh basil. You like basil, don't you, Rufus?
Basil's fine.
Don't turn your nose up like that.
Basil's fine.
Two slices of bacon. Now, I object, Your Honor.
Three.
Got to have more than two. A little bit of lettuce.
Okay.
And optional smoked Gouda cheese slice. Now, how would that be?
It would be good.
Little cheese. You could get some Ash County cheese, Rufus, and put on there.
Yeah, because Gouda cheese is also good in pimento cheese, as we know. So, yeah, it should be good.
Now, Bill says the smoked paprika wins the Difference Maker Award. And he thanked the ever-popular and beautiful Linda Loveland, one of the best reporters and anchors they've ever had at Channel 5, in my opinion.
Farm girl.
And she made the suggestion for the crucial fresh basil slice strips. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you need to try that sometime.
Well, sounds good.
Yeah, it does.
Thanks, Bill.
I go the sourdough bread. At least he didn't say rye. I'm sorry.
I like pumpernickel even better with that.
Well, it's not a capital offense, but
it's a nice dark bread. That's not a Chitlin Club offense,
no,
is it?
No, it isn't. No,
okay.
No.
I mean, you could eat chitlins with paprika and Gouda cheese and pumpernickel if you wanted to.
Well, if you got some of that fancy mustard, though, that would be getting close now.
Yeah. Well, there's no mustard was mentioned, and I can't see mustard on a BLT.
I've done it, yes.
You put mustard on a BLT?
Well, I said I have done it. I have. That's in the past.
What did you think of it? I mean, did you like it?
It didn't add anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sourdough bread is good. I wouldn't toast it, but my old standard is Sunbeam light bread, good old Dukes on both sides, and just tomato and a lot of salt and pepper. That's it.
Well, Melissa has turned, she hates soggy bread, and I think she has moved me away from some of the light bread because of that.
Yeah.
So I need heavier bread.
Well, you have
to eat less
it
soggy.
Quick.
Yeah, well, that's what she always says. Eat it when it's hot. She likes real real hot, too. So that's the choice. So I understand where you're coming from, and Merritt still has the white bread.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. But I like the three seed better.
Well... Each in his own way, like in the...
But you would accept sourdough.
Oh, absolutely. That's a wonderful, wonderful...
Yeah, that's good bread.
All right, so thank you, Bill Leslie, for putting that on Facebook. That's nice. We'll have to try that.
I'd love to see Bill.
Yeah.
And by the way, while we're at it, let me thank...
Got about 20 seconds.
Our wonderful guest, Gary Stevenson, sent me a hummingbird feeder, and Gary, it works. No ants in it. No ants.
Yeah, that was so nice. So nice. All right, then Gary's going to be back on some whenever he has time. Here on the Weekend Gardener, Mike Rayleigh here, along with Rufus Edmonston and Phil Campbell on the Weekend Gardener. All right, we're back on WPTF with the Weekend Gardener. Everybody okay? You okay?
Good. I'm doing great.
Rufus, you okay?
Fine as a frog's hair split four ways.
So you went traveling this way. You went to beautiful Greenville.
Yes.
And what did you do there?
This was the meeting of the North Carolina Association of County Commissioners from all over the state. I met a lot of folks I'd known before. Saw my good friends from Avery County, Watauga County.
Oh, good.
Governor Stein came.
Yeah.
Dressed in his hurricane uniform because he was getting ready to go down east.
Yeah.
And his wife, Anna, who's a very attractive, articulate person, was on a panel. And the governor sat there for 45 minutes and listened to his wife.
Yeah. I'm sure he does that a lot.
And very...
As I do.
Very attentive. She's a very bright lady, has a law degree, and also a master's, I believe, in health care.
Oh, goodness. Wow.
Wow.
And they were talking about the state of health care. And I learned that North Carolina has the largest kind of expensive health care in America.
My goodness.
I don't know why. Why health care costs more here.
I don't know.
Maybe they can figure it out.
Yeah. I hope they do.
Well, I've had that said to me, and I repeated it on State Lines a couple of weeks ago, and people sent me emails saying, are you sure of that? Well, I read it in a research paper. So maybe somebody can do more of it. Keep people out of hospitals.
I'm sure if you were in office, you would do something about it.
I'd be right there.
Absolutely.
Doing the pump ups.
Well, I'm thankful to be living where we live. With
for
all
sure.
The, you know, with Duke and UNC and all these great hospitals and
Amen.
Doctors and that, you know, the great hospitals attract the great doctors. So we're set. But, yeah, so did you see our friend Henry Hinton?
The hen was not there.
Okay.
Yes.
He's a good man.
I would love to have seen him.
Yeah, great broadcaster. Hall of Fame broadcaster.
Yeah.
So, yeah, well.
He had me on his program one time and. It was a lot of fun.
I'm sure it was. Yeah, he's a smart man and funny. So, do you have the floor? What's happening in your yard? What's blooming?
Okay, of course, hibiscus, different kinds, and one that Phil gave me that is like the one out in your front, right beside the road, Phil. The one that's at least 8 feet tall.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have a lot of leaves on it, but it's just so spectacular. A few hydrangeas still blooming. The encores are coming around, and I'm anxious about that new azalea you just mentioned.
Yeah, right. I've had some sprinkled from my encores, sprinkled blooms here and there
right.
for the last several weeks.
Yeah, they're
so
coming.
What's the new one, or not new, but what's the one that you have?
Oh, the, oh, shoot.
Where's your sheet?
I got it. I just.
Well, bring your sheet out and read it again.
It's, oh, shoot. I just had a brain.
There you go.
Freeze. Oh, here you go. Perfecto Mundo. I know. They've
Perfecto
been around.
Perfecto Mundo.
Yeah,
just
they've
like
been around.
This show.
Yeah, that's right.
Perfecto Mundo. That should be the Weekend Gardener.
It's a proven winner, and they've been around for a little while. They have a really nice red, and then they've got some other nice colors too, but they're starting to show good color.
Well, good. So, I think that should go in the Edmiston yard.
You don't have
Perfecto
Mundo?
No, Perfecto Mundo.
That's right.
Perfect world. Is that correct in Spanish, Phil?
Don't ask me.
Perfecto Mundo. I've heard you talk Spanish sometimes.
Just here and there, yeah. But I'm not sure. Mundo.
Mundo's world.
Some of the Lalay folks, our sister station down the home, when they pass by, maybe I'll ask them, what's Perfecto? Perfect something.
World.
World, yeah.
Let's see if I'm right. Mundo,
I think
world.
I have no doubt in you, Gray One. So what else is blooming?
All right, we have, of course, my wonderful phlox, which spreads like wildfire.
Tall phlox.
Tall phlox. We're all into that. And a lot of purple. And one time, Phil, you gave me a David, and something happened to that thing. That's the beautiful, beautiful white.
White.
I think that was named after your son, the mayor.
Nah. I gave you some more of those this year.
Still, did you leave them in the container?
Well, I don't know where they are then.
Okay, we'll have to find them.
Yes.
All right, well, we'll continue discussing Rivas' Yard and what Phil has at Campbell Road Nursery and take your calls and talk about gardening and stuff. You're on the WPTF Weekend Gardener.
More stuff.
More stuff coming up. We're back on WPTF. I just got an email from Dave. He said that is Perfecto Mundo is the word invented by Fonzie on Happy Days. Oh, that's good. Oh, why did I not know that?
That's
of course it was.
Was that? That
it doesn't mean
that?
World. It doesn't mean world. It's whatever Fonzie meant it to be.
Oh, okay. Now, what was that thing that he was so afraid of that run from it? It was liver. Now, you have somebody would chase him with a piece of uncooked liver, and Fonzie would go crazy.
Yeah. You were a regular for that show, huh? You like that show?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, well, then you should have known that Fonzie invented the word Perfecto Mundo.
I should have. Maybe that's what my subliminal conscious brought that back to me when you said Perfecto Mundo.
That's right.
I knew what it was.
Well, now it's azalea.
It's a double flowered blooming azalea that is so beautiful.
So what color is red? Is it state red or?
Yes, it is. Actually, they put some over at NC State. They have purple, red, white, kind of a lilac. A lighter lilac color. Yeah, they're just gorgeous.
We need to talk to Billy Parker. Hey, Billy.
Hey there.
What's going on?
Hey, the reason why I was calling was I think Dave Bullock should audit the Weekend Garden.
I think probably he should for a lot of reasons. But he hasn't called yet, so.
Well, Billy, I'm for immunity.
Well, hold on. The reason why I say that, because personally, I would like to know how much the state of North Carolina is paying Rufus Edmiston for his position as Secretary General of Gardening.
I think I'd like to know, too.
Well, we've been at that a long time. They've had the CIA investigated it, FBI investigated it. And it's top secret.
Well, now we need the state auditor to get involved.
Right, that's right.
I think you're probably right. You've nailed it there, Billy. So maybe I'm off the hook.
Well, Billy, it's not enough for me to make an investment to become a millionaire, that's for sure.
Oh, but just think about the glamour that goes with it, the prestige. Of the office.
No doubt about it.
The power.
Billy, if you were listening this morning, I thought so much of it, I was out watering the tomatoes and forgot about it.
But you got here on time.
Yeah. We had to escort.
Yeah. Billy, how you doing?
I'm doing all right.
I'm glad.
My mom has passed away.
I am so sorry to hear that. We were really happy to be able to talk to her. She was quite a character.
She was the one that come from the real big city of Arbor, North Carolina.
Near Kinston.
Where the biggest business was a 300-pound Avon leg.
I know. She said that in I did not know what to say. It just came right out.
Yeah, I would love to.
She was a real delight.
I would love to be in a parade in Auburn one time, because it beat that time when I was in a parade, and there was I was in the parade, and there was a big a tractor trailer with a hog in a box on it, Billy.
Was that up in Pottawatomie?
Yeah, and I would love to have gone to the parade with the big 300-pound Avon lady.
Yeah, she. And this is all, forgive us, this is not politically correct, but it's certainly, apparently, is history.
Yes.
The history of that town. Did y'all have a government there, Park? Billy?
Huh?
Did y'all have a government there, or was it just Crossroads?
It wasn't even a crossroads. It was a T intersection where one road butts into another.
Oh, it wasn't even a crossroads.
Wow.
So was your mom the last citizen?
No, there's still some people.
Good.
There's a church there on the corner there, the Whole Road Baptist Church there.
How about that? Should be the Whole Town Baptist Church.
Yeah, I guess so.
That's cool. So good old Lenore County.
But the church used to be where the schoolhouse used to be.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I should say the church is where the old schoolhouse used to be.
Wow.
Well, that sounds like a Rodney Dangerfield bit. He's trying to get directions. You remember where the old school used to be? I'm from out of town.
Talking about Rodney Dangerfield, I want to tell you, I went to a bar last night and asked the bartender to give me a double. And don't you know that he went there in the back and brought someone else?
Someone looked just like you, huh?
Yeah.
Just like me.
I saw that on a Hawaii 5-0 yesterday. Yeah, somebody was a double for the... That's no kidding. I was watching it yesterday.
I get no respect.
Yeah, well, that's terrible, Belly. Maybe if you go back to Lenore County, I'm sure you're a wheel there.
Well, y'all have a good week.
You too, Belly. Take her easy now.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Billy,
enjoyed it. I remember his mom calling.
Oh, absolutely. She was a hoot.
She really was. All right. Well, 919-860-9783, 919-860-WPTF. And Phil, continue with the colors of that.
I can tell you exactly
Perfecto
now.
Mundo.
Yes,
from
let
the
me Fonz. Find them. The colors are double dark pink, double pink, which is very pale. I mean, it's got some good color to it, but it's a really light pink. There's a double purple, a double white, a double red, and an orange. So they're just they're really beautiful. And they do well. They're blooming now. I mean, we just planted them probably a couple of months ago in the Proven Winter pots, and they're already blooming. Hmm. So they're beautiful.
You asked Mike. I've got a couple rhododendrons that are just now blooming. Is that a little late, Phil?
Well, maybe it's a double blooming. I mean, maybe it's an encore rhododendron. I'm sure it's not unheard of. Is there such a thing as a reblooming?
I've never seen one, but I mean, with the way and I hate to bring up the
and
weather
it's stress.
Again, but
it's stress. That's why things bloom again sometimes.
So it was so hot in July, and then August we haven't had hardly any days of 90. In August, if any, and so it's kind of cooled off again, but it's there's always I saw my tulip tree with a few buds on it,
mm-hmm.
a few blooms.
Yeah,
there's always a few blooms that just kind of sport out.
Residual.
Yeah, there's kind of left over there, and they're kind of like us. They're just a little bit slower.
Whether it's the mind or the body,
right,
or both.
Yeah. I mean, they're just waiting for the proper time to bloom. And there's lots of trees like that.
Well, let's get back to something that was at least a month late this time. Figs.
You still having trouble with figs?
Well, they've come.
Oh,
they've
good.
Come. I've loaded up buckets to take them to Cheryl. I've done everything I can. I wish my wife would learn how to make fig preserves. But bless her heart, she never grew up on a farm. And they're just abundant now. But for some reason, Phil, the leaves all fell off, but it didn't harm the figs. Is that sort of... I don't remember that ever happening.
The leaves fell off?
Yeah, fell off the fig tree.
That makes the figs easier to pick.
Well, what... I mean, did they just dry up, turn brown?
It didn't seem to hurt anything.
Wow.
That's... You know, I've got a second crop of figs coming now, which is a little bit unusual because there's a lot more of them. And then last night or yesterday afternoon late, I looked at the Black Mission fig in the back, and the foxes have eaten everything off the bottom.
You have foxes that are eating figs?
Yes.
How about that?
Fox. And then the deer stand on their hind legs and eat the ones up above. So that's the nature tree. I mean, we don't even try to get any of them. But there's some at the top. But the birds will get those. The crows. The crows love figs. But, my fig tree's got more coming on it now. What happened was it got so hot, they started coming on early. They started coming on in the middle of July. And it was so hot. And then it started to rain.
Yeah.
And then it was like they didn't do a lot. But now there's, like I said, there's another crop coming. Oh, yeah. So I hope there'll be some more.
Now, you mentioned a moment ago the milkweed.
Yes.
When it blooms, if you deadhead it, will it come back again?
Well, it usually just leave it, and then a lot of times the worms, the caterpillars will eat the leaves, and it's not a beautiful plant.
No, it's not for show.
But
it goes to a good cause.
It's for the butterflies.
Yeah,
I've seen a lot of monarchs this year.
I have not seen any.
I've seen a bunch.
I saw two back probably in June, early June. And now all I've seen is black swallowtails and yellow swallowtails.
Hmm.
But I counted 30 on my lantana and butterfly bush out there in the front.
That's good.
Yep.
That's like you used to see 30 years ago.
I know. They're just gorgeous.
Well, I've noticed something, lightning bugs. I used to love that when I was a kid.
Yeah, you don't see many now. Too much light.
I saw, in the past couple of weeks, I've seen more than I've seen in 20 years.
Oh, good. Good.
That's good.
Yeah.
I wonder if my brothers and I used to take a quart jar and cut holes in the lid.
Yeah, we did that.
Catch those little buggers and... We try to let them out. I don't know whether they stay alive or not. What's the life cycle of a lightning bug?
I don't know.
You're the one with all the education. You tell us. You're the perfecto mundo guy.
Oh, boy. It's sort of like the mayfly. I think about one day.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Well, yeah, I'm sure somebody out there can tell us the life cycle of a lightning bug or firefly or whatever we call them lightning bugs.
Yep. I'll tell you something else that's got butterflies on it, and there was probably 20 on it alone. I have let an abelia grow as tall as the ceiling.
Oh, my goodness.
So it's about 7 or 8 feet tall at least, and it's probably about 8 feet, at least 8 feet wide.
I didn't know they'd do that.
Well, I've got one right in the front of the house, and I've just let it go instead of cutting it back. And the butterflies have covered that bush every day.
What a wonderful plant.
Right.
The lightning bug lays eggs in the ground, and 1 to 3 years are underground. And then they come out, and the adult stage is short, just a few weeks, it says. So it's more than a day.
Okay.
Yeah. Does that make you feel better?
That makes me
Next feel time better. You see a lightning bug, you can, feel a little better that he's going to last longer.
I'll say, how old are you?
Maybe you'll see him the next night.
Yeah.
Oh, me. 919-860-9783. Do we need to take a break right now? We got about 30 seconds to... Nikhil, man, that's a lifetime in broadcasting, 30 seconds. Phil, did you finish the colors?
Yes, I did, but I can tell you a couple things. I've got some grapes, and the grapevines at the nursery are loaded, and they are going to be probably ready in about a week.
You going to start selling grapes?
No. Somebody can pick some.
Yeah. Are these muscadine like we get at the farmer's market?
There's some black. I've got some black and some regular scuppernong.
I saw them. They are loaded.
They're loaded. Yes, I'm pretty excited about that.
Well, we'll talk about muscadines coming up here in the next hour or so with Billy at the farmer's market, because Billy's going to be with us this morning.
All right.
All right. More of the Weekend Gardener coming up here on WPTF.